Business matters.
So could you please quickly just start by saying who you are, your position, and what we will be talking about today?
So it's Jonathan Watts-Lay from Up at Work. I'm a director, and we're going to be talking about research that we've conducted regarding pensions.
So why do you think so many people are worried about affording to retire, and should they be worried?
So the research that we've conducted really shows that people believe that they will need to work longer. Quite a shocking number, really. 83% say that the cost of living crisis will mean that they believe they will need to work longer. So, I mean, whether that turns out to be the case or not, I mean, time will tell. But I think it's the fact that things are very tight. Clearly, we've had inflation. Clearly, that's not coming down as quickly as many economists had predicted. We know that interest rates are going up. So as people renew their fixed rates, then they're going to be paying out more in mortgage payments. So I think there's a number of things that have come together, which has meant that people just can't see how they're going to be able to save enough ultimately to retire, maybe with the level of income that they'd hoped for.
And why should people rethink their plans if they are considering reducing or stopping their pension contributions?
So the key concern here is that, again, quite a high number, 59% of people said that they were considering reducing or stopping their pension contributions. But of course, if they do, then that just means that they end up with a smaller pension pot. And then, of course, they ultimately probably will need to work longer, or they retire with a much smaller pot and therefore a much smaller income. But one of the things I think that people need to think about is that pension contributions probably shouldn't be your first stopping point in terms of looking at where to reduce costs. We do a lot of work within organisations, with employees, and one of the things that we often see is that people's month-to-month spending often isn't managed as well as it could be. So, for example, if you think about some of the items that most people will buy, so having a broadband contract, having a mobile contract, insurances, so car insurance, household insurance, those are relatively big ticket items that can amount to hundreds and hundreds of pounds over a year. And yet often people auto renew those. And so they're certainly not getting the best deals out there in the marketplace. So that's a good example of where actually, if they looked at places like that and saved money so that they could maintain their pension contribution, then that would be a better place to start.
And what about those who attempted to dip into their pensions to supplement their income?
Yeah, so again, this was quite a surprising figure. So 31% of people said that they would consider or indeed intend to withdraw money early from their pension before they'd retired. So of course this only applies to people that are aged 55 and over, because you have to be 55 in order to access your pension. But it is quite concerning that a third of them feel that money's so tight that actually they're going to use their pension to supplement income whilst they're still in work. Because again, this leaves them in a situation where they're clearly depleting that pot because they're accessing it early. So that either means that they need to carry on working much longer than perhaps they'd originally envisaged, or indeed they just retire on a much lower income.
And what are the simple things that people can do to make sure that they are prepared for retirement?
So I think the key thing is to make sure that you get all your pension statements together. So the average person apparently has about 11 jobs during their working life. So that means that if that was the case, you might have 11 pensions. So the first thing is get pension statements on all of those different pensions. Also, find out what you're going to get from the state. So you can go to the government's website and you can get a state pension forecast, because for a lot of people, the state pension might actually be the cornerstone of their retirement income. So get your private pension statements together, get your state pension forecast from the government site. Also have a look at other savings that you may have and other investments you may have, such as ISAs, for example, because getting all of that information together will at least give you a starting point to know what you're playing with and the type of income that potentially you will be able to generate.
And finally, why would you encourage people to talk to a professional about their finances?
Really, because this is quite complex. People find pensions complex. We had new regulations that came in 2015, And the upside of those new regulations means that actually you can manage your retirement income in a way to optimize what you can get from your savings. But too often we see people that don't really understand how the new regulations work. And so, for example, they end up paying more tax than they actually need to in retirement. And of course, that just reduces how much money they've got in their account each month. So paying to get that professional advice is really, really important. In fact, a lot of employers may be able to help them. So the first stopping point, maybe go and talk to your employer.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very, very much for taking part in this interview with us, Jonathan. It was lovely speaking to you.
And you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.